Yeah, about 6 or 7 months ago, we put the word out that we wanted people to send in their Costa Rica love stories. We wanted to hear from people who actually met somebody else because of Costa Rica, either going to Costa Rica or while in Costa Rica. And we wanted to share their stories. So Marcus was one of the first people who contacted us, and I just wanted to share his story with all of you, Victoria and Marcus. And I have a couple more after that, which we want to share with you. Well, it was simply a perfect day in paradise. The cruise ship just docked at the port of Limon 7 years ago, he said this week. Marcus was on his first vacation since his college graduation 4 years earlier, and he needed a getaway like Costa Rica and all of the other ports to clear his head and reboot his spirit and soul. They had about 2 hours in Limon before they headed for further points south. And this was a life-changing 2 hours for Marcus. Victoria, well, she was selling locally made bracelets, earrings, and other cool stuff that we've all bought at one time or another to remind us of where we have been. Marcus not only picked up a bracelet or two, he also laid the groundwork for a lifetime spent with Victoria. They hit it off in their first 30 minutes together, and a few months later, Marcus returned to Limon and started a new relationship, and they're still together after 7 years. Can you believe that? Cupid's arrow can hit its target when you least expect it. Pura vida, a lifetime of love ahead. Hey, let's talk about Vincent and Molly from Sacramento, California. Well, in that town, there's a very active chamber of commerce. Hundreds, if not thousands, of business owners meet throughout the year to exchange ideas, talk about business, and enjoy each other's secrets to success. In 2018, they decided to plan a trip to Costa Rica and spend 7 days in a very intense business-building retreat. About 25 people signed up, and in March of 2019, all of these excited souls made the trip to paradise. They spent about a week close to the Arenal volcano in an all-inclusive resort, and that's where Molly and Vincent solidified their friendship. It turned into romance, and after 3 years, they're still together and making plans to both work remotely and move to the Flamingo area, just west of the Arenal volcano. That's a beach. It's beautiful. They are deeply in love and want to return to where they began this love story. That's what Costa Rica does to many. We wish them an amazing life together in paradise, and there's something in the air here in one of the happiest countries on the planet. Finally today, Lisa and Larry in the mountains of West Virginia. Larry was in his senior year in college. Lisa was a recently graduated travel agent, and she specialized in the coordination of trips for larger groups, usually more than 25 people going to the same destination. She specializes in college students as well. Larry was on the debate team in college, and his group was planning a trip to Costa Rica. They were going to debate the University of Costa Rica team, an international battle of words. Well, Larry was the point man for the trip and worked with Lisa to get it just right. After the team returned, Larry and Lisa got it just right and started dating, and now they're married. 5 years later, and they visit Costa Rica at least 3 times a year because that's what brought them together. In fact, they're moving to Jaco Beach to work remotely in September of this year. Actually, it's coming up in a few days. Very excited for both of them. Another merging of minds, bodies, and spirits because of Costa Rica. We're so happy for them both and wish them a life full of love, adventure, and of course, pura vida. Thanks for listening, and we're going to see you tomorrow, same time, with some more fun, good news.